Thank you so much. It's so wonderful to see everyone, to be back and be with you, Baruch Hashem. So we're ready? Give me the access. So we're going to learn from the Sfat Emes, Parshas Bo, Shnat Tov Reish Lamed Tet, page 94, the paragraph that begins Bamedrash. The Torah tells us how we are to take the first Korban Pesach, Mishhu Ukulachem Tzoyin V'Shachatu HaPosach. And of course, the idea of Mishhu, literally, Shat means to take, to draw from the flock, choose a Korban, set it aside for the Bikur that they had to have for 4 days, and then you'll be doing the processing of the Korban Pesach as the Torah commands us on the 14th of Nisan. However, Chazal say, Mishchu Yideichem Me'avodah Zarah, that a parallel message was not draw close to you, but withdraw. Withdraw your hands, withdraw your participation in Avodah Zarah, and doing the Shechita of such an animal is opposite to the Avodah Zarah of the Egyptians. They're busy worshipping Taurus, they're busy worshipping, you know, these kinds of images, and we're going to do the slaughter of such an animal. You have to urge the Jewish people to do that. Telling them to process the Pesach, you have to say to them, and that means you're going to give up all of your superstitious, idolatrous ways. That's over. And Moshe's encouraging them to leave that all behind. It's all in the past. Now, obviously, it's something that he has to tell them, and he has to have them move it to the past, because left to their own devices, they would not know. You and I know, of course. You have a Torah full of the Averos, full of the Azharos of Avodah Zarah. For them, as Avodah Zarah was just part of being in Egypt. It was part of being, you know, an Egyptian Jew. Part of being an Egyptian. Mishku Yedeichem Avodah Zarah. Leave it all behind. Withdraw from that. And Moshe has to tell them, that's not an easy thing to do. Yet, asks the Sfas Emes, yet immediately thereafter, Nemar, oh, they ran out of Mitzrayim with such faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was no time to wait, right? They didn't even try to prepare. Because they said, if Hashem says we're going, we're going. Moshe says, follow me. We're following Moshe. The Darshu Alzeh Apostik and Chazal Azeirish, that this is what Yirmiyah is referring to when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, tell the Jewish people, Zachar Tilach Chesed Nurayach. I remember what chesed you showed, what love and what exuberance you showed for my sake and entrust in me, says Hashem. Following me into the wilderness without anything prepared for that kind of an existence in the wild. But you followed me, you trusted me, you had such faith. The question is, like, how does that happen? You know, it's Rosh Chodesh, Nisan, and we have to tell them, you know, by the 10th of the month, you've got to change radically and leave up all this Avodah Zarah you're all intertwined with, that you're all inclined to worship and be all involved with. You got to give that all up, you know. And then comes the 15th, and they're leaving Mitzrayim, and they're following the Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're charging into the wilderness after Moshe Rabbeinu. So which one is it? It seems very contradictory. So the Sfas Emes says, no. Yesh lilmoid mizeh shvachon shel b'nei Yisrael. What praise and what kind of virtue you see reflected from Am Yisrael, yet then you see this tremendous, true Jew inside this Egyptian. No, it's not. It's not an Egyptian Jew. It's a Jew in Egypt. And as soon as you give him the opportunity to identify that way, it springs out. It springs. It jumps out of him. It just jumps out of him who he really is, who she really is. So that's Shvach and Shel Yisrael. What praise you see is actually now implied by this contrast and this quick change. She'etzem b'nei Yisrael lo'olam, because the essence of Bnei Yisrael always really is, in truth, l'hitmashech achar ha'boirin yisbaruch, to be drawn toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's interesting, we see that again and again. Svasem clearly is making use of this concept. He's going to quote the pasuk of Moshchein Yacharecha Nerutza, Moshchein Chatzutcha Liyodecha, the concept of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, draw us close to you. Draw us, bring us close to you. Connect. And that the word, you know, Mashiach, one of the important ways of doing a kinyan, right, on a living thing, right, is Mashiach. Right? Because you draw it towards you, not pick it up. You draw it towards you. Once you start to draw it towards you and it follows you, oh, so it's yours, right? It's a lot. It's one of the ways, that's a kinyan of a living thing. Well, human beings, we're living human beings. So we're drawn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so, Mishku Yedeichem Avodah Zarah, draw or withdraw from Avodah Zarah, and be drawn instead to me. And we're able to do that so quickly, yes. That's Shvach and Shal Yisrael. The praiseworthiness of Am Yisrael, because Etzim B'nai Yisrael, the Hismashet Akar HaBayri Yisbaruch, we are by nature going to be drawn toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rak Vodrush. Why is it that we're not always drawn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaChoshech Yechase Oretz, quoting from Yishayo. The darkness, meaning that we are not able to see Hashem because of the Golos. And Golos doesn't just mean the physical Golos, the spiritual Golos. You're in Mitzrayim, you're part of Mitzrayim. Can you see the truth about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Can you see even and feel the truth even about yourself? When you are identifying with wherever you live, and the people there, the culture there, even if you know you're a Jew, but how important and how much of that really is your true identity, your essence, something needs to bring it out. Yitziat Mitzrayim is not so much taking us physically out of Mitzrayim, but bringing out the Yiddishkeit that's within us so that we will leave, so that we become a completely different person once we are able to leave, even before we leave, once we're able to leave, once we know that we are distinct from them. We are not Egyptian. And once we know it and understand it, and we begin, even just begin, to have something of a Jewish identity. How many mitzvahs were we commanded? So you have, and then putting the dam on the mashkef and on the mezuzahs, matzah to murder yachlu, you know, all of chametz, you know, okay, so how many mitzvahs? A couple, a handful of mitzvahs. But that's it. That's the start. We're no longer, as the Navi Yecheskel says, v'at erom v'erdiyah. No, we are now beginning to assume a Jewish identity, says this Fasemis, just that little bit, that little beginning is enough to ignite the natural substance of the Yid inside of the Jewish man and woman. Because otherwise, yes, the Choshech is Yichas Aretz. In Tafresh Lamed Zayin, on page 91, you see how he describes this. He says, on the bottom of the page, bottom right-hand side, Tafresh Lamed Zayin, on page 91, Kimitidam hoyu be'emes gidoilim. In their essence, really, they were great people. Shehoyu kreivim el ha'avois. It's an interesting thing. He points out they were only a few generations from the other. Right? So let's say, take famously, Levi. Levi and Kahas were Ba'i Mitzrayim. They came to Mitzrayim. Then you have Yitzhar, Amram, and Moshe. Just three generations later. So, you know, if they think about their great-grandfather, they're thinking about the Shiftei Kah. And they know it. And Sassama says, yeah, that made a very big difference. Barak Mitzara Golos, again, back in Tafresh Lamed Zayin. He says, Barak Mitzara Golos, but because of the fact that they're in Golos, and they're surrounded by Mitzrayim and Mitzriim and all of that, which Mitzrayim means, Shehoyu Sholet Aleihem Sitra. The Zahara, the Sitra Achra, is overwhelmingly powerful in that kind of environment. Which, in Tafresh Lamed Tes, he says, that's Choshech. That's the Pshat in the Pasuk in Yishayo. HaChoshech soon as they are redeemed, miyad they find out that they are redeemed and their tremendous love they have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stirred up. You know, someone showed me a brief clip of somebody who was at the Rave Music Festival in L.A. on October 7th, and so many people were murdered. And he got in his car, and he doesn't know how. This one shot at him, and this one shot at him, and then the window blew out, and this, and they picked up someone else. And somehow, he escaped. He escaped with his life. And he says, it makes no sense. And he's already putting on a yarmulke, and he sits, and he's keeping Shabbos. And he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu drew me close. Hashem Yisbarach drew me close. So it comes out from within him, this Ahavas Hashem and this response, not just appreciation, but his whole Yiddishkeit is stirred up and awakened because Lachen Ksiv, like the Pasuk says, Moshcheini, draw me, just draw me toward you, Shlomo HaMelech says. Acharecha Norutza. It's interesting. We say that Pasuk, Erev Shabbos all the time, Shir HaShirim, but think about what it means. Moshcheini means you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, draw me close. And you start to draw me close, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to run toward you. There are times when Am Yisrael, and really the generations before ours, saw, you know, such radical changes from what we went through in the destruction in Churban in Europe to the reawakening and the rejuvenation of Am Yisrael here in Eretz Yisrael. It's Moshcheini. We are part of those who are Zocha. We should be continuing with Hashem's help to Zocha to do it. Acharecha Narutza. So we're running toward you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, trying to build Torah and build Yiddishkeit. But there's such a natural way that it comes to us, says this last sentence. Lachen Ksiv Moshcheini. Draw me a little bit closer to you. I'm going to run after you. In Golos, you don't always feel and say, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much. There have been times when a Yid threw up his hands and turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Keili, Keili, Lama Azachoni. But yet, we come up. One small hint of that love that Hashem has for us. That He's joined us, that He's saving us, that He's going to help us, that He still really, really so much loves us. The hint of it, and boom, everybody is changed, transformed. We're ready to run after Him. So he says that's the beautiful thing and the powerful thing. And you know, you read the pasuk all the time that it says in the Torah, this week's parsha. Now, Al Tzivaisa means not just masses of people. It means organized people with a purpose, like a tzava, like an army. Now, what, hello? In a couple of days, we become, you know, Tzivius Hashem? We become, become ready to do Hashem's work, organized for the sake of Hashem, ready to do our tasks for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone. Yeah. Zehu Shekosav. Out to advise some. Suddenly, we are Hashem's brigade. That's right. Because really, that's who we really are. Even when we seemingly are so far away, that's who we really are. Sometimes it's fascinating. If somebody finds out that they're Jewish, or what that means. There was a fellow who was head of, I think it's called Jobbik, the head of this fascist party in Hungary. He found out 10, 11 years ago, rumors had it, and eventually it got to him that the rumors were spreading that his mother was a Jew by birth. Now he's a rabid anti-Semite. He's blaming, you know, all of the politics in the world and any of it being negative on Jews and on Jewish power and so on. A classic anti-Semite. Then he tried actually to bribe people so that they not be told, but he found out that it's true. And next thing you know, he's going to a Rav. He went to the Rav in Budapest to find out what this means. And then to apologize and to do tshuva for all of his senseless, baseless anti-Semitism. And people sometimes find out and they're just transformed. There's a woman whose grandmother appears in a famous picture with Anne Frank in Amsterdam. Right? Either during the beginning of the war. And this woman's grandmother, her name was Clara Musikant. Musikant is a very common Jewish name. And they left. They left the Netherlands, and they made their way ultimately after the war to Australia. She grew up in Gladstone all the way in the northeast, and grandmother was living in Tasmania, which is the other side of the continent. And then in 2010, this woman, now she calls herself Hadassah, she was Nicole. Nicole Larney, she's in Japan, studying Japanese culture and language, and Elena, her grandmother passes away, they call her home. She goes home, and she meets up with the whole family again, and her aunt Susan says, you know, your grandma was a survivor of the Holocaust. She was a Dutch Jew. Okay. But that means that according to Jewish law, we're all Jewish. And she's raised Catholic, practicing Catholic. Now, her aunt says to her, you know, you're a Jewish woman. And she says, well, what does that mean? And she starts to find out what it means. And then she gets interested in Yiddishkeit. So, ad kedei kach, that she's learning about Yiddishkeit and finding out that a Jewish woman publicly discussed that she was seeing a man. So she covers her hair. Then she has to come back home for parnasa's sake. She's going to go teach in the Catholic school. She's teaching in Catholic school, not telling anybody that she's actually a Jewish woman with increasing interest in Judaism. I mean, today, she's a firm woman, and she has two delightful Jewish children. But it's all because suddenly you tell somebody and show that something, maybe it was the fact that she looked at her grandmother's survival and saw herself as a child of a survivor. And it just ignited in something. Something got ignited within her, and she's, you know, becomes a complete Yirei Shamayim. And it happens not uncommon. Yeah. Now, I'd like to turn over just for a minute, because there's a fascinating idea that Svatana says about the pasuk. One of the great and important psukim in our parsha is that Moshe Rabbeinu was told, because Baruch Hu says to him, Bishalchoi, when Paro sends you out, Kolo, it's going to be complete. You're gone. Over. You're leaving Egypt entirely. It's not, you're going to come back after a few days, after serving Hashem in the Midbar. No. Kolo, Goresh, Yigoresh, Eschem Mizeh. You're going to be driven out completely. Says this Vasem is, and I was always wondering, like what is that point of that pasuk exactly? Why is it so emphasized that way at that time, that it's a complete end of the Golos? So he says to Sal Zatana, look at the third line on the left side, page 91, Tav Reish Lamed Zayin. V'lochein berega zol, at that moment, sheyosu nechu teke. B'nei Yisrael change. What is this expression in America? It's called what? The turn on the dime, right? Like the snap of a finger, they completely transform. That shot in the pasuk. B'shalachor, kolos. It's going to be the end. It's like Lashon Vayichal, right? Or Vayichum. It's the end of your being influenced by Goresh Vigoresh Eskamiza. Shibirega, in one moment, Yisvarer, it's going to be clear. And Yisvarer also means there will be a purification process. Ki ein lahem shum shaitis l'rishayim halalu. They will recognize themselves as Yidin. They will look in the mirror and cease to see an Egyptian. Something can happen to a Yidin. And we know, all of us know, many Yidin who are not so close to Yiddishkeit, and they don't have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch in any active way that they realize. But yet something can be a catalyst, and that's what happened in Mitzrayim. Shabirega, in a moment, Zbarer ki Eilahem Shum Shaitis Lord Shoem Halom. They have nothing to do with these wicked people. Though until now, they lived amongst them, and were completely subjugated by them, and had to submit to them, their belief systems, their culture. Then he goes on and says, fascinatingly, he says, Big Kiddush. Zehu Yeshlem Agam Kein Inyan Hachizuk Shehutzruch Hashem L'Chazek Leif Parah. He says a very, very powerful idea. The idea of constantly strengthening the Parah means not only that otherwise the Parah would have felt so much suffering that it wouldn't be natural for him to still stubbornly hold on to the Hebrew slaves. More than that, it means that he wouldn't have the ability to hold back the spiritual power within Klal Yisrael. Look how he says it.
Then we just learn again came in and hachizuk shehutzru Hashem lechazek leif paroi ba'oifen shemitzad kedusha b'nei Yisrael. Us, the Jewish people, had so much kedusha lehoyah b'koyach Mitzrayim lishloit aleihem. It would not be natural for Mitzrayim to hold sway over Am Yisrael any longer. Ulechavoyz ha'aretz hakedusha, and to hold back the spiritual light and holiness of the people that's waiting to burst forth with the Geula. Fascinating idea. In other words, spiritually, Paro didn't have what it takes to hold back the emergence of Klal Yisrael. He didn't have not just the nerve and not just, you know, what it takes in forbearance of all the pain and of the makis. He didn't have the ability to hold back the surging holiness of the people, Am Yisrael, who so naturally don't belong in the clutches and the grip of all of these Rishonim and of their wickedness. I don't the Rishonim who are their masters, they don't belong in the grip of all of the superstition and the desire. They don't belong as Egyptians. They're not Egyptians. They don't belong. And they show that they don't belong. And they inherently are so powerfully Jewish that it's just ready to break out and burst forth. So in order to hold that back, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to say, I mean, mechazik leif par, meaning not just the stubbornness, but the evil of par. The ra of par had to be given a bolster, a strengthening, because otherwise the kedusha of Am Yisrael would have burst forth. We would not have been capable. It wouldn't have been natural. It would be impossible to remain under Paro's thumb, culturally. Okay, but let's continue. And then he says something important for us. He says, again, we'll continue now in Parash Lamed Zayin, from where, exactly where we are, page 91, in the middle of the paragraph, left side. V'hakol hoyu ba'avureinu. You know, he says, this is all for our sake. Because, after all, look at our people today. How many Yidden are we? Who are Shemitah, who are, you know, urging each other forward and upward in Torah and Mitzvahs toward the Geula. He says, V'hakol hoyu ba'avureinu. V'hiyayis golui v'yodua l'fanav baruch hu, ki anachnu lo yehinu yechadum lizbol ha'golos. Hashem knows we would not be able to withstand and survive spiritually. We would not stand up to the challenges. We would all acculturate, assimilate. We would be gone. Lule hakdama zehagolos Mitzrayim. It's not for what happened in Mitzrayim, where there in Mitzrayim there was something that was with us, something of which we were made. The stuff of being a Jew was such that you can't make an Egyptian out of me. You're not going to make an Egyptian out of me. Something's going to change. Something happens. Some event, like the events that we are living, and I become my Yiddishkeit, my being a Jew breaks out. And the ability to be soivel the galus also, that we should not lose that natural identity and the truth of who we are within us and the ability for it to come breaking forth, bursting forth at the right time. That's all because that's how it was in Mitzrayim. That's how we are from then on. That potential to come bursting forth with our Yiddishkeit was made to inhere in them as a trait. It now becomes a trait for us as well. In Sefer HaZuchus, his grandfather, the Chedush Yerim, says, note how in the beginning of the book of Shemos, Sefer Shemos begins, Ve'el Shemos B'nei Yisrael, what's the next word? Ha-ba'im. What does Ha-ba'im mean? Who, coming. Lashon Ha'ivah. Present tense. What should it say? These are the names. Ba'u. They came. No. Ha-ba'im. They are coming. Because they are coming with us. They are with us. The Shemos B'nei Yisrael. The identity and the essence of being a Jew by identity within you is within us, and it continues in every galus that you go to, says the Chedush Yerim. They are with us. These are the essence of the Shiftekah within each and every one of us, within each and every Jew, in every galus, wherever we end up. And that's what the Sasemis means here. And that being so much a part of who we are that it stays with us means that in a moment, something happens, a catalyst, as it were,
and it comes bursting forth out of us. And he says, that's why, yes, Vishchu Kula Kamsain, please withdraw from the Avodah Zarah, leave it behind. And we were able to, start to do a few mitzvahs, and we're transformed in a few days. And in a few days, we're completely different people, seemingly, because the truth of who we are comes out and starts to manifest completely and starts to overtake not just who we are theoretically, but who we are in reality. And it's Latech Acharei Bamidbar Be'eretz Lo Yizra'uah, for which reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and you know what I'm going to bless you with? Kodesh Yisrael LaHashem. Kodesh Yisrael LaHashem, the Rabbi Yirmiyah says, that's why you're my holy people. Oh, yeah. Well,
they weren't.
I guess they. Well, they were. The very good question. So, Rabbi Yosef is asking, how about the Bachamushi Molo? How about the 80% who didn't? Right, that's they were stuck in the Sitra Achra, right? They were stuck in that Saisha. They were stuck in that Saisha.
At the end of Achra, didn't ignite.
They were stuck. Yeah. That, yeah.